Would you rather be sitting in silence or listening to two amazing quirky girls for the next 30 minutes?
I would definitely rather be sitting in silence.
Welcome back to the Quirky Cast. I am Indiana.
And I am Teddy.
And you know, today's just going to be a fun, quick, simple day. We're going to be asking would you rather questions for both of us to answer. And you can play along as well at home with each of our questions. And maybe if you want to send us your answers in the comments, that would be amazing.
So starting off with a bang, kind of a little gross, yummy one. Okay. Yummy, gross one. Okay. And I thought of this. This would be a good one for you to think about. I mean, there's clearly one answer. But would you rather eat a cheeseburger every day for a year?
Okay.
Or try a bite of cat food?
Interesting. For those of you who don't know, I don't eat meat. I will admit I have had like a bite of a cheeseburger before, but just like out of curiosity, I have never like ordered it and never will. I feel like I would be down to try the cat food just one time. Just to get it out of the way, because I don't want to eat a burger every single day for the rest of my life. I don't know if you said the rest of your life or 1 year.
Or for 1 year.
For 1 year, but like still, that's 365 burgers.
Yeah.
Or just having one little spoonful of delicious cat food. Yeah. Wait, is it cat poop or cat food?
Cat food. Okay. Yeah, cat poop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll go with the cat food.
That surprised me. I was thinking that you would just go for the burgers, but okay.
Interesting. You know, I guess some cat foods have, if it's like the dry cat food, 100%.
Put some milk in there?
Yeah, it's literally like cereal. I was thinking of Cocoa Pebble or Cocoa Puffs. I was literally thinking of Cocoa Puffs.
That is hilarious.
With some milk? Oh my gosh. But if it's some wet cat food, that stuff smells nasty.
Yeah. It does.
I have kind of an easy, fun one that can go either way. Would you rather be able to travel back in time or travel into the future?
That's a good one. I think I would travel into the future.
I think that would be like a lot of people's answers. For some reason, I feel like the future scares me to where I wouldn't want to know.
I think the future scares me, but I don't know. I just feel like we've kind of seen like the history books of like stuff that has already happened. But like, I really wonder where the time is going to take us and what like other crazy stuff we'll have or if the world will be over.
That is true. You know, that's actually interesting that you were thinking of like the past. Because like what I was thinking of, I was like, I would love to travel back to like one of my favorite days growing up.
Oh,
like an amazing day we had like when we were younger, or like a 2016 year day or something.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that would be super fun. That'd be something I would probably go with, travel back in time. And I would want to go to a day. I can't think of one specifically, but a day that I very much enjoyed when I was younger.
I guess that's more like making me choke up over here. I guess that's more like special. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I want to see how the world is.
I mean, but that's cool over. Too. If it's over, you just go fast forward and just like nothingness.
That's scary. Okay, this one is hard. I still don't even really know what I would do. Would you rather never be able to travel out of the United States or never go to Disneyland again?
Wait, that's crazy. Never travel out of the United States, which we don't do so often, you know, like that's like a probably once a year or once a couple of years situation. Going to Disney, we go all the time. Does this, let me just see what all the like restrictions are. Does this mean like just our Disneyland, or does this mean like any Disney's? Because if I can just go travel out of the US, still I can go to like Disneyland Paris.
I guess so. Yeah.
I feel like I would
maybe
just say
our Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I would just say never go to Disneyland again. And I'd be going to Disney World instead. Normally when people talk about like would you rather questions, they're not, I want something like fun and funky and something that goes along with like what we like and movie topics or character topics and all that sort of stuff. So I pulled this one out of the back of my brain and I was just thinking, I was like, would you rather attend Camp Rock or attend East High of High School Musical?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. my childhood.
Yeah.
My two favorite movies.
They're both so good. And I was also thinking, I was like, well, Camp Rock has music. But then East High also has the whole music genre, the musical department.
Yes.
And I'm like, huh. You get Zac Efron for one. You get the Jonas Brothers for the other.
Wow. This is so hard. I'm like really like, okay, do I want to be Gabriella? Or do I want to be, I honestly forget about his name. Mitchie. Yeah. Wow. I think I would be in High School Musical.
Really? Okay.
Because that's like year round, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Camp Rock is just like summer camp.
But for some reason, I feel like the summer camps, the summer season is like always the best part of the year. Yeah. Like that's what you look forward to. You want to leave school to go to your summer camps.
Yeah, that is true.
And so I was like, I feel like me, who does not sing, who is not a musician whatsoever, I would love to go to Camp Rock.
Yeah.
And learn how to do all that.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just never really went away to camp. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking. High School Musical, I think. I don't know. They both are so good. I'm so like conflicted right now.
What would you do at High School Musical?
Like, who would I be?
I guess, yeah. Who would you be? Or like, would you have, like, if you're sitting at the table at lunch, which table are you sitting at? Who are you hanging out with?
That's a hard question. I have no idea. I would be Gabrielle Montez. Who would you be at Camp Rock?
I feel like I would actually be, you know, like Tess, the blonde chick who's like the mean girl.
Yeah.
I would be like side by side with her.
Or she goes, whatever, major loser.
Yeah. No, I'd be like the second girl with her. Oh, not okay. Like below her. We'd be two up top. We'd be the top two people singing on stage with our three backup singers behind us.
Okay. Okay. I can see that. Okay. Speaking of like movies and like living in it, would you rather live in the musical? Wow. This is like, completely, I didn't even put this together. Would you rather live in the musical movie of Mean Girls or the musical movie of Wonka?
Interesting. You know, I feel like this is a very easy question for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I would say Wonka.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I would too. Okay. But I thought that you would say Mean Girls.
Really? Well, I feel like Mean Girls is like a high school, like, fun time.
Yeah.
But I feel like Wonka, with the idea of like the magic behind everything and having amazing candy at all times, would be like so fun.
Yeah.
And like I would want to eat all the candies that change everybody blue and like all like the fun different things, or like the hovercraft candies that make people fly.
Yeah.
I just feel like that'd be so fun. While as like Mean Girls, I'm just going to like a party and dressing up as a mouse.
Duh. I agree. And because I would want to live in a world where Timothy Chalamet would know me.
Yeah, that is true as well. This next question is something that's happened very recently, and we've all been seeing the TikToks, and I was curious what you would think, what you would want to do. Would you rather be invited on a Tarte brand trip?
Okay.
Or receive an artist pass for Coachella?
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Yeah. Wow.
I just feel like we need to add in, like, we've always wanted to have an artist pass. We've always wanted to have like that VIP situation on the side of the stage, hanging out with all the famous people. It'd be super fun, but it'd also only be for 3 days. And we already know how we feel about Coachella. It's like, whatever.
Yes. And also, what if the lineup's like horrible?
That is true.
You know, I think I have to go with the Tarte trip.
Yeah. I feel like that's the easy.
Especially this last one, Bora Bora. I'm like, yeah, I'll go there.
I know. Like, I was like, when I was writing this down, I was like, this is an easy answer. But I don't know. It'd be something fun to think about. Because I feel like some people are probably like, I don't even care about that. But when I was seeing all of their experience, they all got flown on private jets to Bora Bora. Literally all got G7X cameras. Like, I already have one, but I will gladly take another one. But I was like, that is an easy yes. Like, I would definitely rather do that.
Yes, me as well. I as well. This is another one that's kind of specific to you. I just thought that it'd be kind of funny. But I do know that you're trying to branch out a little bit more. But we will see. Would you rather, Indiana?
I'm so scared.
Never wear green again.
As I'm literally head to toe in all green right now. What the heck?
Or always have to mix your gold and silver jewelry and bags.
Interesting. I feel like I would always have to mix the jewelry.
Yeah.
Because I love green. I feel like green is my absolute favorite color to wear, especially with, like, for me, I'm literally have green from head to toe, my shirt, skirt, and I have green eyeshadow on as well.
And a green headphones.
And a green headphones to match. But yeah, I feel like green is just like my color. I love it. I feel like I would just have to mix. I have to make some jewelry. That's what we'd have to do.
I'm asking those hard-hitting questions here.
Yeah. Those are so specific. I have to think of some specific ones for you. Okay, I thought of a really good one for you. Ready? Would you rather...
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Would you rather take pictures of a famous person who is amazing and super cool but doesn't pay you? So you're working for free.
Okay.
Or would you rather take pictures of somebody who is super high maintenance and kind of annoying, but is going to pay you?
Mm, that's a tricky one. You're really like testing my character here. It depends where I am at the month. So either do I want to get paid with a really horrible person, or do I want to... not get paid, but have a really nice interaction with this person.
Yes, correct.
Judge me. Judge me if you want to. But I have put up with a lot of people in my life, and I think I could put up with some horrible people with for some money.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. I feel like that's the perfect answer because, you know, we all want some money. We all got to do something for the coin. So.
Yeah. And, you know, usually when I do have these photo shoots and I put up with these horrible people, I don't even get paid anyways. So I'd rather get paid for it.
That is so true.
That's a good one. Okay, so we were sitting here in Indiana's room and I was looking around her room just like looking for something to make a would you rather. Okay, would you rather run out of makeup every single time you try to put it on? It's like just like a loop. Every time you try to squeeze out that foundation, it's just gone. Every time you put that lipstick on, it breaks in half. Or would you rather have to put your makeup on only looking into a little piece of a disco ball mirror?
What? That is the most craziest question I've ever heard in my life.
I saw a disco ball and I was like, wow, imagine having to put makeup on in that little square.
You know, the first thing that I honestly thought of when you said that was I feel like after putting your makeup on every single day, I feel like I would finally be able to do it without even looking at myself in general.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen videos of people putting on their makeup in the car and not even looking in a mirror. Like, they just know what they're doing. Hmm. And I'm like, I feel like I would then learn how to just do my makeup without even seeing myself.
Yeah.
In the mirror. And then I would go and, like, look at myself on my phone and I'd be like, what the heck is that? But... But I feel like it just takes practice. I think I would rather... I mean, I don't have to wear makeup, but I do enjoy doing it. So I feel like I would rather wear makeup every single day.
Yeah. And you can semi see yourself in a disco ball. You know, it's funny. If you're watching this on YouTube, she has this disco ball pillow. And I was like, can I see myself in this? But you cannot.
I did see you pick it up and look at it when we were trying to think of questions.
That's so funny.
I have been obsessed with these two people recently. So I'm going to ask, would you rather swap closets with Trisha Paytas,
okay,
or Tara Yummy?
Oh, that's a good one.
Two very different aesthetics. Mm. I mean, Trisha does have her very e-girl aesthetic as well, but I feel like those are two different aesthetics, two queens, and I feel like that'd be something fun that we can think about.
Huh, that's hard because I feel like Tara Yummy, she's very like, she wears kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Very alternative rocker girl chick.
Yeah. And I feel like if I had Trisha Paytas's closet, I could be anyone I want to be any day.
That is so true.
I could be a Domino's worker.
Could be a McDonald's worker. Just get in the apron and a hat.
Yeah.
That's actually so true.
I could be dressed up all in pink. I could like she has been literally everything.
Uh-huh.
I think I would have to go with Trisha.
Yeah. Also, she has all the whole bougie closet.
Yeah.
I think that is the perfect answer, but I also love Tara Yummy, so yeah. I was like, well, she's cool too, but
yeah. She has been blowing up. I never knew who she was, but like just until like a few weeks ago, maybe.
No,
I was like, who is this girl?
I guess because I have been immersed into the whole like Kian and JC universe since I was in middle school. So like she was a fangirl of Kian and JC. Also, she went to a JC meetup one time and I watched her video like a couple years ago of her like telling JC about it and showing him the meet and greet photos that they took together when they were younger, because they're like best friends now, they're all in the same friend group. And so loved her for a long time, but I'm glad that she's getting her popularity at the moment.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of like podcasts that she's been on. Uh-huh. It's cool getting to know her. So we love mouses.
Oh, okay. That's where we're going.
Rats, mice, mouses.
Rats.
You know, all of the above. So I want to know, would you rather be Mickey Mouse?
Okay.
Or Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, 100%. That's not even a question. I'd be cooking up some meals in Paris. That's not even a question.
I know. That's not even a question, but I was like, that'd be a funny one. Mickey Mouse is probably pretty rich.
I'd be tugging on Linguini's hair strands, being like, come this way. Yeah, I know. Mickey Mouse is definitely rich, but what is he doing all day? Nothing. Yeah,
you're right.
He's standing outside waving his little mouse hand.
Yep.
That's no fun.
And Remy's in Paris eating some cheese and strawberries, watching fireworks explode in his
head. Yes. That is the only correct answer. If you have any other answer, click off this right now.
Yeah. I agree.
Would you rather have a 1-hour shopping spree at your favorite retail store?
Okay.
Or can only buy one item from your favorite luxury store?
Ooh. Wait, what was the first one?
1-hour shopping spree.
Just like unlimited price.
Yeah, so you have 1 hour to buy as many things as you want at whatever retail store you want, or only buying one item, like a bag or something, at your high-end retailer luxury store.
Oh, that's hard. But I think I would take the 1 hour and just get as much stuff as I can.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking. Closet. Do you have like an idea of what comes to mind of like where you would want to go? Because I was trying to think of that for myself.
Yeah.
Fill up the closet.
I mean, kind of controversial. But I could get a lot of stuff in an hour there. No. What?
I was thinking of Forever 21, honestly. Yeah,
or like Princess Polly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, for some reason I was thinking of like in person, but I guess online you can rack it up.
Yeah, I guess in person, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I mostly find all of my stuff on Shein or Princess Polly. That's a good one though. Okay. And my last one is something, you know, it relates to both of us.
Okay.
So my last one, I'm sorry, I have to read this off my phone because it's kind of long and I don't really know what I said. Would you rather get the ick after seeing every famous person that you love? Or think you're about to chug some water and have it be soda water? Two completely different things.
That is crazy.
Two horrible things.
Two very horrible things. I will say that one morning we were just dying of thirst and all we wanted was some like normal tap water.
And that's what we thought we were getting.
And we started chugging down this bottle that was sparkly, like stinging my throat.
Yeah.
That was the most horrible feeling ever. But I don't think I would ever want to get the ick from like the famous people that we admire.
Because I know that you have stated that like sometimes if you watch an interview, you get an ick and you're scared too. And, you know,
I feel like I would rather just chug the sparkling water. You know, I feel like my relationship with sparkling water is getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
I do like the LaCroix here and there. If I'm never going to buy them. But if somebody has them and offers it to me, I'm like, sure, I'll drink it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know. That's hard. Yeah. I think I could live with the ick though. I think I'd be like, eh, they're kind of weird, but I still love them.
Yeah. We have one last would you rather question for all of you who are listening. Would you rather be listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, or would you rather be watching us on YouTube? Because if you didn't know, you can do both.
That's a good one. Wow. Yeah. Why not do both? Listen to it twice.
Yeah.
Listen to it once, watch it another time.
Or do it at the same time. Put it up on the TV, on the computer while your Sync phone's going off as well.
Yeah, we want all those views. So that is all for this episode. I feel like it was a fun little short one, you know, getting to know us in the middle of us doing this.
Yeah, super fun. I love these types of episodes as well to both like do and to listen to other people doing as well.
If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below any would you rather questions that you think are really good, because we had some trouble trying to come up with these.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do a part two with all of your fun questions that we can answer on another episode.
And once again, you can always leave a rating and review on our episodes and a like and comment on our YouTube videos. And yeah, we appreciate all of the support.
Thank you very much.
And we are the Quirky Cast. Bye.